This reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2, and then verses 6 and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you for the reading, and welcome again to Emmanuel. It's so good to have you here. Particular welcome if it is your first time through the doors. If you haven't been before, then we do hope that you feel at home. It is good to have you with us. Do come and say hello after the service. We'd love to get to know you. For those of you I haven't met, my name is David. I am part of the clergy team here at Emmanuel. And for the talk, there's a bit of space at the front. So if anyone is younger or younger in heart and you want to come a bit closer, then do feel free to fill up this space we have at the front. How many sleeps left have we got? Ooh, people know it's the seventh. There's 18 sleeps left. Whoa, Christmas is coming. Not long now. Now, as Johnny alluded to earlier, I was having a conversation at the school gate earlier this week, trying to explain what this Christingle thing is all about to someone from another country who had never come across it. And they stared at me very, very blankly as I described this orange that we decorate and we stick a candle in a piece of fruit. Why do we do that? Is there any other point in the year when we think, you know what sounds like a good idea? You know what my fruit is missing? A candle. You know, you don't see people walking about at Wimbledon with little candles poking out of their strawberries. But we do it at Christmas. And what we aim to do in the next kind of 5-10 minutes is just explore together, why do we do it? What is it all about? And we're going to unpack it to see how it demonstrates God's love for us, points to Jesus, the light of the world, who welcomes us to come into his presence, who shows us what God is like and gives his life out of love for us. Johnny, Sarah, do you just want to come up a moment? Now, I'm slightly new here at Emmanuel. I arrived in the summer with our family, and I hear there's a Christmas tradition which happens at Christingle, which is someone dresses up as a Christingle.
Yeah, it's a great tradition. Who loves the dressing up as Christingle tradition?
Sounds really fun.
Really popular.
Who have you got today?
Well, we thought we might think about some Christingles past, because I know Johnny, you've been a Christingle, haven't you?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah?
How was it?
It was great.
Did you?
It was great. Well, yeah, I say love it.
Yeah.
Tolerated it. Mm. Yeah, okay. It was good. I felt like I put on a bit of weight, actually, when I put it on.
Little Christmas pudding vibe.
Yeah.
Cool. And you did it 2 years ago, right?
Yes, 2 years ago.
Who remembers who did it last year? It was Tom,
it was
wasn't
a memorable moment.
Wasn't that just the highlight of Christmas?
I wish we had a photo of that I could see.
It'd be great if we had a picture just on the...
Oh, look at that. Just in case you forgot, ladies and gentlemen.
This is our vicar there as an orange. And our ops director is a banana because...
Wow, that's a fetching outfit.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure why the banana, but it was a memorable moment, wasn't it?
That's great. So who have you got lined up this year?
We did discuss it in a staff meeting, didn't we?
All right.
Yeah, I think it might have been the week you were off.
Oh, yeah, I was away for a week, wasn't I?
Yeah. I think it might have been that week, mightn't it? Well, the thing is about the tradition here,
Mm-hmm.
The Christingle's normally the newest member of the staff team.
Okay. Newest member of the staff team, so... Uh-oh.
Hey, David. How long you've been with us?
Right, let's do this. Peace. Yeah, yeah. My Are humiliating we ready? Peace.
Oh, the shoes are off.
David, I hope you know that this could literally be the proudest moment since the day he got married.
He had kids since then.
Yeah, he looked. I hope you looked slightly better then.
Right, is that it? Who made this outfit? Where is this outfit from?
Hands up if you think that David looks really good in this outfit. Oh. Yes. There's
generous.
I'm pretty sure every single hand went up in the room. Every single one.
Oh, I'm getting bigger. It's getting bigger.
Yeah, because an orange is round, you see.
Oh, nice. Okay, right. So here is this year's... I really am getting bigger. I'm going to fly. Stand back in this. Here is this year's Christingle.
He looks amazing. Round of applause for David.
Oh, I really need to make a New Year's resolution about some diet, I think. Right, so let's unpack this Christingle here then and just see what these different parts are about. And there can be a bit of interaction here. Feel free to shout out. But first of all, we have this nice fruit. So what fruits have we got here?
Orange.
So we've got this. It's actually really hard to walk. We have this orange here. Does anyone know what it represents? What is this meant to be, this orange? I heard a few people say the world. You are right. So this orange all around me here represents the world. The world that God made, the world that God loves, and that God has entered into at Christmas. We had in our reading, "For to us a child is born, a son is given." You know, we couldn't reach up to God, so God came down to earth to bring his kingdom, his justice, and his righteousness. So this orange is our world. Now, I can't even see the next bit because I'm so large here, but I have this lovely fetching belt around the middle, this lovely ribbon. Does anyone know what this ribbon represents? Good. You guys are well trained in this. I can hear a few people saying it. So it represents Jesus's love. And it's a love which goes on and on the whole way around this world. Don't fall over. The whole way around this world without end. It has no start, no beginning. It is a love which has gone from the dawn of time and will go on for the end of eternity. That wherever you are on this world, whoever you are, God loves you. And you'll also notice, and some people already noticed, it is red. And this red... Maybe it reminds you of a musical. Maybe it reminds your parents of a musical. I think of Les Miserables here. It goes, red, the color of desire. And then it goes to black, so I have to keep going. But red, a world about to dawn. Red, the blood. And this ribbon, this red ribbon, reminds us of Jesus' blood, of his death and of his rising again. That we could be reunited with God, that we are welcome to live a life fully with God where nothing will get in the way of his love for us. That through Jesus, if we accept Jesus in our life, then nothing, nothing whatsoever can come in the way of God's love. So that's the red ribbon here. It reminds us of God's love for us, which we see on the cross and is rising again. Now I think we come to the next bit. This is probably the reason this tradition has lasted 200 years and still goes on today. What is stuck to this orange? Oh, we got some sweets here. I wonder which your favorite sweet on me is. Take a good look. Now what do these sweets represent? Why do we stick sweets into our fruit, apart from the fact that it is delicious? Why do we do that? does taste good, doesn't it? Go on. I like that. It shows kind of the world is a better place. It shows some of the good things that God has blessed us with, some of the things which make the world a better place. And you know, whatever season of life you're in, sometimes even in the darkest moments, there can be little things to hold on to, little bits of goodness in the world, little bits of light. And these sweets, they remind us of some of the good things that God has given us for food, for family, for fun, for friends, for faith. Maybe just turn quickly to the person next to you. You have 20 seconds. Can you name to them one good thing that you are thankful for today? Just one good thing.
What are you thankful for, Tommy? Grayson, what are you thankful for? That's good. Yeah, your dad. He's got the. What are you thankful for, Tommy?
Okay, and we could keep on going all afternoon. We could keep on going all evening if we wanted to there. But all of these gifts, all of these little good things, they point us towards the greatest gift. And every present that we get at Christmas, every Advent calendar chocolate, every stocking present, it reminds us of the greatest gift ever given, the gift of Jesus to us. Now, finally, there's one thing this costume is missing. Someone said a banana, not a banana. There it is. Now, this comes in two stages.
Oi! My mic's on.
I'm not even sure what that bit is. It's actually really hard to dress yourself in this. We have the candle at the top. Whew. Tell you what, it's really warm in this. What does this candle represent? Why do we stick this candle? Oh, excellent. Well done. This candle, it represents Jesus's light. And we read in our passage, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. That those living in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has dawned. For to us a child is born and a son is given. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and that light has a name, and his name is Jesus. And what this represents in all its orangey, ribbony sweetness, candleness, is a God who loves us so much that he gave us his son to enter into our world, into our darkness, and that there is a light which can shine. However dark your situation might feel, there is a light that is stronger than that darkness. That's our Christingle. It reminds us God made and loved the world. He loves it so much that he gave us the best ever present, that Jesus came into our world, died for us on the cross and rose again, defeating the darkness even of death, and invites us into this light. Now, maybe you've never really thought about inviting Jesus into your life before. But today, as we think about that light in darkness, perhaps even today, you would like to invite Jesus into your life yourself. And if that's you, then you can just join in quietly with this prayer as I finish. Mighty God, I thank you that you love us so much. We are sorry for the ways we have walked in darkness. Thank you for giving Jesus to us, for his death and his rising again, and we accept Jesus into our life today, that we may live in his light and love. Amen. Amen. If you did pray that prayer for the first time, then do come and speak to myself. I won't be wearing this anymore. Or speak to Sarah and Johnny. And we'd just love to get to know you and to help you as you begin your walk with Jesus. There are also at the back our presents to you. We have some free copies of Mark's Gospel. That's just part of the Bible. It's an eyewitness account of Jesus' life. And maybe for yourself this Christmas, you would like to take one. They're free to take. And all that we ask is you go away and read for yourself of this great love that Jesus has for you. Amen. Amen. Right, I'm probably going to deflate myself in a moment. I'll probably have to ask for help or I'll be stuck in this all evening. But we are going to stand together again and we are going to respond with some more singing as the band come up. So I invite you to stand and we're going to sing a well-known song, Joy to the World.